Psalm 136. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, Alleluia. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, Alleluia. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
God on high,
and on earth peace toward men. We praise you, we bless you,
Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, make us to have always a devout will toward thee, and to serve thy majesty with a pure heart. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for Exaudi is from the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the 4th chapter of 1 Peter. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitting upon the throne of his holiness. Alleluia. I will not leave you comfortless. I go, and I will come again to you, and your heart shall rejoice. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
From Adam and Eve, fall into sin, our heavenly Father was gently preparing for the coming of His Son, our Savior Jesus, that He might come into the world to redeem it. Born of the Virgin Mary at just the right time, great care was taken in His life so that He lived a perfectly obedient life and He might sacrifice for our sins. He suffered, died, rose again, and ascended into heaven. We have celebrated those blessed events. And we have been given birth, born again through the waters of holy baptism. Great care was taken to ensure that our sins would be washed away. And by that great working, we were made sons of God, and we are a part of His heavenly kingdom. But if God would stop taking care of us, right then, at that point, we would quickly die, like a newborn infant who is abandoned to take care of himself. No, even after that, we need God's help. In the meaning to the Apostles' Creed, we confess that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. You see, after we have been brought to faith, we need God to keep us in the true faith. We need His continual sustenance and care. But there are strong foes who are up against us. They stand to face us. And in today's Holy Gospel, we are told how, well, what happened to the apostles? They were excommunicated. They were killed for confessing Christ. That's the kind of opposition. In the introit, we cry out, "Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries." In the epistle, "Beloved, do not be surprised that the fiery trial is to come upon you as though something strange were happening." John 14, verse 18, we have God's promise to keep us in the true faith, where He says, "I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you." So we learn on Thursday that our Lord's ascension is not to get away from us, but so that His human nature might be with us always. We are not abandoned by His leaving, but we are strengthened by it. We are not left to fend for ourselves, but we are given the Holy Spirit, and we are given the words of the apostles. And He thereby sanctifies us by guiding us into all truth, so that the promise to keep us in the true faith is connected the work of Jesus Christ is revealed by the Holy Spirit, even in His church today. So, for you, those baptized believers, should you refuse to partake of Christ's gifts? Should you say, "Well, I'll take it from here"? There would be no comfort. For those who simply come to God's house for an obligation, an obligatory pilgrimage, time to time, you're not seeking the reliance of God and His help. You've already said, "Well, I got my stuff, I can take it." That's not life eternal. That's not living in the new life that God has given. It's springtime. It's the time baseball teams are forming. Can you imagine someone going through the registration, signing up for the baseball team, but then not participating? Skipping practices? Not going to the games? Wearing the team shirt as proof that you're on the team, but that's it? Showing up maybe for the last game in the tournament in order to celebrate with the team? That's not being a part. Comfort that comes from being a Christian comes from continually being sustained in the true faith, receiving the word and the sacraments. The comfort that we get from repentance in Christ, that we might seek His face and not turn away from His continual help. So today's sermon is for the prayer, "Teach me, O Lord, Your way." Today's sermon is for those who, since it's in the intro, who do seek His face, but we find that we are falling or failing. Today's sermon is for those who have participated in our Lord's Passover from death to life and want to continue to hear the Word of God and to receive the sacrament. Today's sermon is for those who are desiring that God's will would be done, who wish to serve God with a pure heart, and yet they find that their sins swell and increase. Today's sermon is for those who cry out to God for His divine help. Our gracious God, who has begun a good work in you, He has promised to bring His will to completion in you. As Jesus said in the Holy Gospel, I have said all things to you to keep you from falling away. He will keep you from falling. He will keep you in the true faith. Do not give up. The epistle reminds us that the end of all things is at hand, which is even more reason to cling to God's help. You should not be surprised, however, that things don't go the way you expect. You've been warned ahead. There will be false witnesses. They will rise up against you. False witnesses who will tell you to abandon Jesus, your Lord, just as, well, they abandoned Him. False witnesses will tell you that, yeah, you're not really being strengthened here by the hearing of God's Word, by the words of His absolution, by the body and blood of Christ and the Lord's Supper. Those false witnesses are lying to you. You will be tempted to try to find a more exciting, a more emotional experience because you realize that it tugs at your emotions. But that is not true growth. Our Lord has promised to work by His Holy Spirit through the Word. There is a difference, I tell you, you must note that, just as there is a difference between lust and love. Many confuse the two. The lust for forbidden fruit is very strong, and it's also very emotional. While the enduring love for a spouse is often quite ordinary. Do not be fooled by false witnesses. Oh yes, you can find more exciting and emotional worship in other places, but you will not receive the help from God that you receive in the pure preaching of the Word and the right administration of the sacrament. You might see results in other places. It's an easy thing to simply change a behavior. Animals can be taught through positive reinforcement to sit attentively at God's Word, to stand up for a doxological stanza. You can get them to bark on cue. It's quite another thing for God to give you a new heart and to place a new spirit within you. If you're suffering for Christ, it does not mean that God has rejected you. Rejoice that you share with Christ. God is helping you. He is working for you. There will always be complications. Things that will get in the way of treatment. Just like with a heart replacement surgery, there are always complications. Your sinful body will want to reject that which is new. But do not give up. God is the strength of your life. He is your light and your salvation. What He is working in you is going to work against that sinful nature. Do not fear failure. With God, He has promised a secure future. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. And finally, after Jesus' ascension, the disciples were told, wait in Jerusalem for the gift which the Father had promised. The disciples had already been given the fruits of Christ's victory. Jesus had already told them, peace be with you. Nevertheless, it was God's will that they wait. Wait in Jerusalem for the gift of the Holy Spirit. My friends, you have been given the victory, Christ's victory, but the gift of the Holy Spirit also is to be given as it was in your baptism. The Lord is sprinkling you with clean water and you shall be clean. If you're struggling, pay that no mind. Continue. Wait on the Lord, who will provide deliverance, and you will do it at His proper time. You see, God reigns over the nations. our fleshly brother, has ascended, and he now intercedes for us before the Father. Our Jesus sits at the right hand, exercising all power and glory and wisdom and strength. Whatever you truly need, Jesus will provide for you. With Jesus as the strength of your life, there is nothing you need fear. Amen. May the peace of God, who passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Creation. Christina, Arthur Sherman. We also ask your blessing upon Tom Weber, who graduates from high school, that you will continue to go with him as he continues his studies. Be with our students at the summer, Kira, mentioned, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings of death through your Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he understands for us as our own kindness. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Take, eat, this is my body.
which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. The symbol also is to come after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, drink it all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. A peace of the Lord be with you always.
Of all of your sins, take indeed the true body of Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood grant you to preserve the body and soul of the life everlasting. Be part in peace. Body and blood, strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you.
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Display and make us know.